We are on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park, and Dave Chameson is joining me again this year as a co-host. Dave, all things EAA, what's happening? Look at this Thursday. It's absolutely beautiful.
It is amazing. Yeah, yesterday we had a little some showers to contend with, but today it's cleared up. It's absolutely beautiful. If you haven't had a chance to come down, the rest of the week is supposed to be absolutely spectacular. So attendance is up. Everything is better than expected this year.
Well, that's awesome. I know Saturday night they were having a hard time finding places to park planes. And you know, convention starts on Monday. So
that's right. Park planes and park people. You know, it's always tough to get a hotel room here. But check out Airbnb. There's still some great deals out there.
You know what I was surprised to find out, which I think is awesome, is that you guys have an Uber now.
We do. We've got a couple of Uber stops here on the grounds. As a matter of fact, Uber gave a fantastic presentation the other night at Theater in the Woods on Uber Elevate. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to what they're proposing in terms of electronic vertical takeoff and landing, an excellent presentation. And I know we're going to be talking a little bit to the Workhorse Group, who also is playing in that space as well. So some amazing new innovations that are going on here, and just a kind of a look at really what aviation is presenting going forward.
And are there new things here at AirVenture this year, other than the Blue Barn? We covered that a couple days ago. But
well, as always at EAA AirVenture, there's great ways to see the past, present, and the future. So as far as the past goes, there's some incredible airplane anniversaries here. We had the Cubs here again.
80th anniversary
of the Cubs. We've got we were celebrating the I think it's the 70th or 75th anniversary of the Doolittle Raid. And we had 16 or 15 B-25s in the air last night, simulating the Doolittle Raid to kick off the night air show. We've got two B-29s that flew together just the other day in the air show for the first time. They were up in the air together for the first time in 50 years.
That was amazing.
So DOC was an incredible volunteer-based project out of Wichita. And as I was here the other day last week when it came flying in, basically just all shiny and polished aluminum. So fantastic. So seeing those two things out on the plaza, those two airplanes, was incredible. We've got a B-1 bomber out there. We've got a B-52 bomber. And
it's been lighting it up.
Yeah, we're going to have a parade of bombers coming up on Friday where we're putting all of that in the air at once. B-17s, B-24s, B-29s, B-1s. It's just going to be absolutely incredible. So we've got that coming up. And of course, a salute to Apollo. Going back 50 years, we're going to have 8 to 10 different Apollo astronaut veterans here. We're going to be doing an amazing presentation with them at Theater in the Woods on Friday evening. So that's a great look back at NASA past. And going forward, we've got the Blue Origin, new Shepard rocket here as well.
You know what else we have?
What do we have?
The Blue Angels.
And the Blue Angels. Speaking of blue, the Blue Angels as well are performing Saturday and Sunday.
We got a lot
Sunday.
Of blue going on.
A lot
this
of blue.
Year.
Hey, that's our corporate color. So
that's the first time they've been here in how many years? It's been a long, long time.
For the Blues, I want to say first time ever.
Okay.
Yeah, Thunderbird's first time ever was just a few years ago.
Yeah. No, that's going to be spectacular. I'm a huge Blue Angels fan, so good. I can't wait to see that. I think they arrived today. Don't they, Dave?
I think I heard something yesterday, and I think I saw them parked down at the Whitman Terminal.
They're
so they're here, and I think they're doing some geo-referencing marking tomorrow morning between 10 and 11, if I'm not mistaken, and then flying the show tomorrow afternoon.
There always seems to be some kind of a jet wake-up call about 7 a.m.
Yeah, early morning photo
I don't think they're going to practice that early. But
No. You'll hear them coming and going.
Hey, we're in your hometown here. We're in your little baby, Aviation Gateway Park. I mean, 3 years now, right?
Yeah, Aviation Gateway Park, sponsored by Piper. This is a fantastic new venue sort of on the north side of the grounds, northwest side of the grounds, where you'll find our drone center and our innovation center, our colleges and careers, and our forum specifically for aeronautical future. So the drone center, all things about unmanned flight, innovation center. Again, kind of amazing things in regards to unmanned flight. And we've got Kitty Hawk in there with their personal recreational flyer. Workhorse Group has their SureFly that they're showing off as well. We've got 3D printing in there. We've got a VR powered paragliding simulator. The Colleges and Career Center, Education Center, has got dozens of ways to look for pathways to aviation through advanced study. So great place to come, fantastic venue to visit.
And as a matter of fact, from your venue here, for the first time in many, many years, the Airline Pilots Association is here, overdue to come back to AirVenture. And Richard Swindell is here from ALPA, Washington, National Headquarters. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jay. I'm really pleased to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on EA Radio. It is really great to have the organization back involved in everything EA, light airplanes, and because we all started there.
Absolutely.
We all started with something, you know, less than an airliner.
Right, so, right. And what's sort of the traditional pathway for someone that's working their way up into to an ALPA pilot at this stage?
Well, you know, this is a great opportunity for us at EAA to come back and kind of connect with our roots, because we all start in small aircraft, and some of us find that passion to stay in general aviation or go to commercial and passenger operations. You can come from multiple avenues to get to the flight deck, and that's one of the things in your center that we're talking about over in the C-11 booth, is the multiple ways that you can get there, whether it's small aircraft and kind of working your way up, or if it's a military path that's the right way for you, or going through a university design program to get to a jet.
So the reason I invited ALPA was to discuss the benefits to a pilot of having an organization to represent them. And actually, it's not only even pilots that they're representing. They're really representing a lot of things to do with aviation that is common to the airline and the pilots together. And a lot of that is safety. Mm-hmm. Huge safety organization. I mean, it is the check and balance, really, for the airline when it comes to safety. And there's an education part of it. There's an aeromedical part where we have doctors that if you having any kind of a medical issue, they provide guidance, support, and interface with the FAA on your behalf, which is very valuable. You know, you try and do that on your own, it's difficult.
And you have to be a member of ALPA to fly one of the majors?
No. So, only if that airline is an ALPA carrier. How many carriers do we have now,
Richard? Right now in North America, we have 33 carriers in the U.S. and in Canada, and we have over 57,000 members. So we do have the lion's share of carriers in North America.
Some airlines have their own representation. American, for example, has the APA. But they work closely with ALPA. I mean, the unions work together, especially when it comes to those things, safety and legal representation and aeromedical. And what else does ALPA offer a pilot, Richard?
Well, as you said, you know, the motto of Airline Pilots Association is schedule with safety. It's the bedrock of what we do. But we advocate for pilots' careers. We protect pilots' careers and certificates in the event that they are accused of wrongdoing by a government agency, by an airline, or even by an international agency. And we have the team and the expertise to do that. We also represent pilots up on Capitol Hill, through not only a massive volunteer structure just like EAA but also through our government affairs folks that are experts on legislation.
So what are some of the things that you're hoping to get out of this week while ALP is here?
Well, first and foremost, we're here just to engage with the broader aviation community and, again, kind of get back to our roots. In fact, I had an opportunity to fly the Trimotor yesterday with Captain Cody Welsh, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah. Cody's a good pilot.
So that's it. We're here to just talk with pilots and talk with aviation enthusiasts about all things aviation.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you know, as organizations go, I mean, I the dues that I pay the organization as an airline pilot myself, it is you know,
well worth it.
It's well worth it. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah. So what are some of the things at headquarters that attract most of your attention? Like, what is happening, you know, as far as the pilot community right now with, I know there's some contracts being negotiated. That's just a very small part of what ALPA does, though.
Right. Well, my group is the professional development group. So I have the opportunity to support the initiatives of our leadership, our education, our membership, and our Veterans Affairs and Furlough Assistance Committees. Okay. So a broad swath of services for our pilots. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing here is we're talking with young people and encouraging that next generation to consider a career in the airlines or in the broader aviation industry.
Excellent. Good pathways.
Absolutely.
Certainly good pathways.
Yeah, you know, last year we talked to some of the schools.
Right.
And we talked to some of the regional airlines. And so being able to bring ALPA in as such a integral part of the process is kind of cool to do this year. We're really glad that you guys chose to come.
Well, we've been welcomed with open arms, and I can't tell you what a positive experience this has been, and we really look forward to a continued engagement being back next year.
Well, I hope you guys will come every year now.
Absolutely.
as I'm sure you do too, Dave.
We do too, yeah. We'd be more than happy to work with you on just about anything. Sponsorship opportunities and anything along those lines as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. J-Mon G, we're on the fly, Dave Champson and I, right out here on the beautiful lawn at Aviation Gateway Park. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk innovation.
One of my favorite topics.
You're listening to EA Radio.